How y'all feel about brands in life? Is that everything that should be the main focus?
Brands?
Yeah, like, do we go by name brand or off brand?
When you say brands, like,
you know, I feel like that shit has no worth.
So you're saying that's overrated?
Yeah, they ain't got no worth in society.
Wait, what's up?
I'm saying, like, brands are, like, boom. I'm not eating no name brand chips. You feel me?
Yeah, that's
nigga, they're definitely Lay's, nigga.
But no, they're not. They're not Lay's. It's some other shit.
I thought that was Lay's.
Exactly, though. So is it overrated?
Now, Gruta just say that shit don't matter, but low-key, did you pick them up because they kind of look like Lay's? You got to really tap into the intuition.
No, you picked them up because they were cheaper.
Yeah. But I wasn't worried about them.
But, okay, boom, they cheaper. But if they got a certain look to them that you never seen, do you just trust the look? He went with that. I'm trying to get that. He went with that shit because it looked, hey, that's next level. He went with that shit because it reminded him of something.
Technically speaking, my grandma picked this. You
heard
me? She do like Lay's.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so, yeah,
it's
right.
Certain shit that we taught that we don't even know we taught to, like, use. We use that shit naturally, like.
Yeah. Nah, as you say, though, on some shit. Nah, from chips, we go on to the clothing thing. How y'all feel about this clothing? This clothing, like
clothing, that's something.
Yeah, that's a different. That's a different.
Now that all well, in that stage, clothing brand is that's everything.
As in how far you want to say that? Because I mean, you know how they say some people make the clothes. They say.
Quavo was just on Instagram saying, "I'll wear this $500 jacket 3 days, 3 times, during the week." Because it cost $5,000.
No, that was Offset.
That was Offset.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the material. You can't a nigga walk around wear the same Nikes. I wear this jacket.
I ain't gonna lie, Gruta just said to my respect.
Yeah, I wear this jacket 3 times a day. A nigga in the beginning juice for wearing. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's that juice. You hear me?
But see, my thing about it is that I like what you said is if. The brand costs a lot. That's what we talking about. The brands that actually cost a bag. If it costs a bag, nigga, y'all better have everything about this different from the regular shit.
Exactly.
That shit can't be made with just cotton. I could go get a t-shirt from down the street that got just. But if it got a lot of different shit, then I respect it. I don't support it. I'm not gonna buy it. But then I understand why you got the price tag that you got.
And that's what the bitch is like.
You know what I'm saying?
The brand.
Yeah, and then you got, and then the certain things, it's a certain other level to it, like he just said, like, it'll draw certain attention to you that you may like. Certain people just want certain attention, and they know certain brands gonna get it to them.
I just smashed that whole black in the conversation of myself.
I got a whole nother one. I was already smoking on that one.
Oh. But that's the thing, if a nigga wore a white hat.
These would have been, man, hold on. Let me, son, that boy, hey, that nigga love talking about that shit. Let me see what that nigga had, okay? I look like I got it, but because I bought that,
I'm
now
hurting.
I ain't got it no more.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? That boy,
nah, I'm keeping
that boy,
up.
Phone ring on that boy love talking about shit like this, son.
Huh? Yeah, because that's what I was about to say. I don't make the, like I say, I feel like the brand shit don't make the difference, you know what I mean? Because, like, a nigga could live off of Walmart clothes and stack up.
Definitely not.
Right?
Another thing a nigga don't know about is stocks. Since we talking about some other shit, some real money shit, stocks is real, nigga.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why those things get to be the price that they are.
That's what influenced the amount it's worth.
All it takes is that company to hit up, nigga.
But I ain't gonna lie, this generation so easy to get over on. All you gotta do is slap a big price on something and they gonna swear it's worth it.
All you gotta do, son, I ain't lying, this day and age, from what I done heard, they said somebody said it best. It's scam-a-lot season, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
They got so many quick scams you could come up off of just because of the social media influence you can associate with.
All you gotta do is have the right cosign. The right nigga cosign, everybody else fucking
with. Oh, well, so I take that back when I said brands don't mean nothing, because that basic cosign and all that shit is basically like...
All these, you gonna feel like, oh, just because he did it and I did it, I'm worthy. And I don't feel like just because another man... I don't feel like you can ride another man's coattail. You can't walk with another man down the aisle when he get married. So it's like...
You don't hop in the casket when another nigga dies.
Exactly.
You really gotta live for your own. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type of person, I wouldn't rock a brand because it's a brand. I'm gonna rock something because it fit me right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
If it still happened to do be a brand...
Right, then that's just a plus.
Yeah, like, okay, it's gonna catch y'all attention more than it really gonna matter to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't care as much. I wouldn't want to drop no bag on no clothes.
A nigga
I ain't
pull
lying.
Up on me and tell me, man, look, see, man, I just got that marrow. But if you don't really have no real reason on, like, the certain type of energy, engine or the certain type of mileage the car get or whatever the case, how fast it'll get up in 0.3. If you don't really have no details of why you got it, then I could tell you just a robot. Yeah. You just got it because
you feel like you're going to fit in America.
That's going to help you fit in with everything else that's going on around you. You feel me? Then I can't respect that. You feel what I'm saying? Now you just a goofy that bought a car that because somebody told you to. Real not because shit. You really wanted it. You feel what I'm saying? Shit your head, boy.
Yeah.
Shit your
head. Because some people, like, when I had mine, I had an attachment to the Impala because my aunt had one. Yeah. She was going to sell it to me when I was in high school.
On my mama's son, the only thing I really could call in my life that I ever did off some old, like, I know other people. I didn't, not even me, just saying other people going to fuck with it. The only thing I ever did in my life like that was bought that MC. I'm telling you, it's on my mama's son. That's the only thing I ever did in my life because I was like, ooh, other people gonna like it. I knew for a fact I ain't never liked MCs. I always like, man, the motherfuckers long. They look like old school cop cars and all that. But I hear people talk, man, that's Monte Carlo, Monte Carlo, Monte Carlo. Oh, they boom, they hear me, they get up and this, that. So I'm like, shit.
See, so just get that
if I hear me, if I gotta give me something that really ain't no up to date, at least let me give me something that I know niggas gonna fuck with. Not knowing the whole time. You the nigga that gotta drive it. You the nigga that gotta look at it. You the nigga that gotta hear me actually get inside that motherfucker and say that that's yours. Why not get something that you want instead of getting something? That's why when it came down to that Ranger, I could either got that Ranger or that Impala. Nah, most niggas would have, man, I'm going with that Impala, nigga. What the fuck? I got the Ranger because that shit just, I loved it. You
know
what
I'm saying? I just, your personality.
Man, that's a 97. I was 1 year old.
Hey, fuck, look, that's the thing I'm looking for.
I love that motherfucker
for some
reason.
You see how your connection was? Because of the way.
Yeah, like,
that
when
timing.
I seen that, son, I just fell in love. Son, I could have got a 2006 Impala. Compared to a 97, nigga, that ain't a choice. But I chose the choice that I would make, not that the world would, you feel what I'm saying?
So, you see, you could have got the Impala for cheaper.
No, they were both the same price. Show you how God worked. They were both the same price, son. I'm not telling you, no lie. 25. That's how much they wanted for both of them. And that's why I came down to them, too, because my mom was like, look, I only got 25 to hear me to spend on the car right now. So I'm like, all right, bet. Well, what they got for 25? She showed me the two cars. Now it's the Ranger or Impala. Man, I seen that Ranger and I heard the way it sound. I got inside and I seen how it was like cozy and it had like that little two-seater. I could put a four-seater if I wanted to, but then I could have. Man, I said, it's me. I don't know why. I just fell in love with it right then and there, but. A lot of times people don't make them decisions based off of just they self, though.
Yeah, and that's
for other people.
And that's what happened with my Impala, too.
You needed a new engine for that bitch?
Yeah, I wound up giving it to Pull Apart. I needed a new engine. So I was like, fuck it. I needed some bread at the time. That's really why I gave it to Pull Apart, though. That motherfucker was just sitting. And it sat so long that I felt like by the time I go put it in somebody's shop, they're going to have like five other things wrong with it. It's not going to just be the engine now because it sat for a minute, like almost 2 years. I'm like, nah, something else wrong with her.
Okay. Like, I mean, nigga could go for... I feel like at this age, though, I feel like we kind of should go for those goals, just knock it out this young, to be like, okay, yeah, I did this at this age when I look back in life. Like, now you can say, oh, yeah, I copped the MC back when I was, you know, 21 years old. Had fun in it for a couple years, whoop-de-whoop. But then I moved on to this. And I feel like that's a big goal in life that you can still look back at and be like...
Because you never look your nose down at a nigga that did something that you once did before, too.
Exactly.
I had to realize that, like, just because you leveled up in life, you never look down at somebody that's kind of bumping their head on the wall right now. You didn't bump your head. We all got scars. You feel what I'm saying? We all got shit that we got under the bed that we used to do and shit like that. So you can't really judge nobody, son. Even if y'all downfall's not the same. You still had downfalls, you feel what I'm saying? So when you see somebody else, like, with a downfall, if you ain't helping, you don't need to be doing nothing. You feel what I'm saying? And I just learned that. I learned that just from looking at life. Like, comparing myself to, like, other people and things going on around me. I'm like, shit, I used to do shit just like that. You feel what I'm saying? And that made me humble. That made me say, you know what? You can't judge people. You really got to look at somebody's situation and be like, cutting. Like, I used to be in them same shoes. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I really... Like, I respect the grind about it. Like, I can't wait till your shit blow up for that person because I know, like, how good that shit feel. You feel what I'm saying? And that always been my mentality. That's why I was saying, like, sometimes, because you are running to a lot of niggas that really have the opposite mentality.
Yeah.
Like, man, fuck that ball. Woo, this, that, and the third. You feel what I'm saying? And then that make you question yourself. Then you start looking at life like, man, maybe I should be cold-hearted. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody I'm running into, they got a certain mentality that's like, fuck a nigga or, fuck this and fuck that. So it's like, why I'm, you hear me, being a good person to people and things that ain't never, you hear me, been good back. And at that point, you start questioning yourself, do you stay pure? You know what I'm saying? Because that's the hardest thing to do, to stay pure around straight chaos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For real shit.
It's hard to stay pure when you got all that shit around you, couldn't?
Yeah, because, you know.
The product of your environment.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Whenever you just going to become a part of that same environment, you're going to learn how to adapt.
Yeah, but the only thing that keep me going low-key, and I tell y'all boys that out of advice, is knowing that you don't want to be what your environment is. That's what keep me like, nah, fuck it. Because there's times when I'm like, cut, this shit going to help me win. You feel what I'm saying? I done seen niggas come up with that mentality. I done seen a niggas, a lot of niggas survive certain shit because they had that mentality. So everything in you want to go with it. But you got to remember, this not where I want to be. Yeah, that should have worked for this, but this not what I want. You feel what I'm saying?
Why,
so you got to...
Why make myself...
Right, why make myself comfortable in some shit that I don't even want to be in the first place? I like that I'm uncomfortable because that's going to make me get the fuck up out of here. You feel what I'm saying? So I just had to keep that mentality to stay on the right... on because I told that to Deezer the other day. I'm like, son, in school, we always had teachers, principals, assistant principals and shit like that because we had to keep ourselves in a certain guideline. And that's called discipline. We don't have that shit no more. They ain't got no fucking school called life on the light. Like, you only could discipline yourself. Yeah. And if you ain't disciplining yourself, you crashing. No matter what. Whether it's a big crash, small crash. If you not looking at yourself and judging yourself every day and teaching yourself how to get better, you slowly but surely dying. I call that losing. That's my new word, losing. You losing that life right now. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
That's just been my mentality. Like, Xavier, you got to make sure Xavier straight. Ain't nobody coming over your shoulder to make sure you doing the right thing, nigga. You got to do that shit.
True. That's some weird shit. I had to step back in this bitch.
Yeah, you got those niggas that they shine on. When you speak, my nigga.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
you gotta snap on that shit.
My nigga just snapped on that subject, you heard me? Yeah, that boy, run that bitch.
I tell you, like this, and draw yourself away from them phones and shit like that. You'll start realizing a lot of shit, man. Real talk, just discipline yourself from shit that's taking time away from you to really, like, man, go sit outside one day. No phone or nothing. I see you could hear me bring a black with you, because they ain't going to really stop you from thinking it'll help you. Oh, so just go sit outside with, man, and I'm knowing y'all already do that. You know what I'm saying? Just give yourself more time to really be alone and just think. Watch the shit you come up with, cuz. Fuck around, come across a master plan out there by you. Shock yourself.
Like, go run back to your phone. Hey!
Like, I ain't even know I could come up with some shit like this. Like, just a life plan. Like, shit that's going to make you better at life. Because I don't care what a nigga tell you. Whatever you ever looked at in life as a competition, like, shit that made you go hard, whether it's a female, whether it's sports, whether it's a certain swag, popularity, whatever made you go hard, apply that shit to life and watch you go hard, too.
True.
Just look at life like a nigga that been on the field. You'll look at life as... You hear me? The opposite team. Ain't no way I can let this shit beat me, man. Ain't no way. Cause I gotta stand tall. I gotta make sure whenever that last horn go off, I'm up on the scoreboard. You feel what I'm saying?
Real shit.
I feel you on that. Like them porn stars. Whenever I'm hitting them ugly hoes, I still gotta fuck them dude for that check.
Look at that man, logic. You see, even if they ugly, you still gotta give them the business, huh? So they don't never say nothing about your name.
Man, that's just no. That's for the check.
You gotta go down there. Oh,
check.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about really being a porn star.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how the porn stars gotta do it, man. The boy gotta go through whatever. But that might be some punks anyway.
What, porn stars?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we going in a lane I can't fuck with right now.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah.
I fuck them hoes, though.
Yeah, I'll drop dick on them bitches.
Your boys would really be a porn star?
Nah, I couldn't. Nah,
bro. Low key, like, really? I don't think that I would, because that'll drain me from life.
If I could pick who it is.
But, son, y'all naked right now, son. Y'all thinking about just the glamour of it. Imagine really being a porn star, son.
I mean, I don't want my kids to run across my shit.
That. Think about Caleb. Think about Devin. Like,
about kids.
Like, yeah, just really think about yourself when it comes down to being a porn star. That would fucking kill y'all, son.
I'm a man. That's
no, that gonna challenge your manhood. That really challenge your mentality. Because how would you look at sex after that, son?
Oh, what this my
like,
job?
I'm gonna feel like
a fucking sex master. Like
I'm a gigolo.
I'm gonna be a gigolo.
I'm gonna have stripes.
Y'all not thinking that shit. The boys giving me the pills.
Let
me ask y'all something. Y'all believe that these people that's 5, 6, 7, 10 years in the porn star game really rocking up with just looking at something from here? You really think they not pausing them cameras and taking pills or sniffing coke and doing all that to rock up? Y'all really want that lifestyle?
No, I'm not.
Y'all say that now, but when it's your job?
Man, I'm gonna quit. Fuck.
But your shit still not gonna rock up for your girl. You could quit and you could go get a girl. You ain't gonna rock up no more because you didn't drain yourself with that industry.
What?
Like, I'm saying, it's bigger than just the chick or just getting some pussy. You gotta think about life after, son.
Man,
I'm telling you, son, your shit ain't gonna be the same.
All I was saying was a metaphor, my nigga. I didn't really mean that. Really, nah, become
y'all niggas really gonna do that shit without thinking it through. I'm 10 years ahead on that shit.
Oh, he's been on about it back in the day.
Like, no, I'm saying, like, when I'm going into something, I'm gonna think 10 years ahead. Like,
I ain't gonna trip on it. Cause fuck, right now I can't find a bitch. So how you think I'm gonna feel 10 years from now when I didn't find a bitch about to fuck 50 hoes easy?
So you saying like you feel like you on a road that's permanent? You don't never think you're going to run across another female that's ready to settle down with you?
I mean, if a female come across me...
Gucci, you're going to find something else. And you got to just think about life right now. You're not really moving them to find something else right now.
You're right.
You really chilling in the hood. Like, it really ain't no... When you went to... How many... Come on, man. You just told me you was on Buku shit when you was at Walmart.
Oh, what you talking about, boy? What
the fuck kind of... Alone that boy just had go off. Hey, but nah, what I'm saying is you can't really base your whole life off of one experience. And yeah, you ain't got nothing shaking right now, but you ain't really moving like talking about right now. As soon as you get up and start moving, go back to school or get another gig where they got your males in. Females.
I don't know why I'm back in the social environment again.
Yeah,
I don't
basically,
know.
Basically.
I don't know what's going to be like that.
It's not, nigga. It's not. Where you ever went when you ain't had no love, son? Now you lowballing yourself. Now, where you ever went when you ain't get no type of love from an opposite sex? None? School.
I ignore that a lot, son.
You know, no, I'm not saying you gotta praise it, but just don't act like it ain't never happened.
No, I'm saying it happens because, I mean, look at me. I'm beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. None of us know ugly, hit, you hear me, lame-ass niggas. We all get love, so you don't want to sit up there and crash out behind some shit that's going on right now and base your whole life off there.
I still go drop dick for 4, 5 years, even. Making about 30,000.
I ain't gonna lie, you can get out early and still be... Like, healthy. Function. Yeah, like, you can still function if you get out early
I'm
enough.
Shine,
but you'll never be the same.
Yeah, I'm
you'll
still...
Never be the
my
same.
Heart gonna be cold.
I'm gonna tell you not, cutting. You're never gonna be happy in the bedroom because Shorty gonna have to do cartwheels and backflips in order to get you really excited because you've been exposed to too much. Think about it,
just
son.
Be a bad bitch. Or she just gotta be fine.
But what if she dumb? She get your shit hard, but she don't know how to cook. No fucking egg. She don't know nothing for us in raising a child.
You think I'm accepting that?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to take a basic
but the one who do,
I'm
fuck. But the one who do, don't get your hard.
But I'm saying, though. I'm going to have
man.
So much.
Hey, now y'all too
much.
Old.
I'm
how old
so
is Gruda?
I'm 21.
Gruda 21. Gucci, you 21. I'm 22. Mm. You 22? Come on now, son. We all over 20. We know for a fact. You got to take the crooked with the street. You're not going to find a girl that's dumb bad and she good at... Being a housewife and being a, come on, man, a mom and all that shit, too. You know she gonna be lacking in one of them departments.
It could help it become bad.
I don't know, son. Because to me, bad is not really a look. It's a
mentality.
You know
what I'm saying? You can help.
Like, and you walk
you
a certain
You can turn
way.
Any female
you,
to
you
a bad
You pop
your
pussy a
chick.
Certain way when you know you bad.
Man, that's a mentality to me.
Yeah,
if a female could come
and you can't
facts.
Really...
You can mold kinda, a female into that, I
you
feel.
You think so?
Son. I think in a way
and
still.
And this age, Gooch, maybe when we were 16, 17, we could have molded them females. I think some females just
you just gotta get inside of
yeah, you gotta really show them the right route to follow.
And
they gonna do it themselves.
And when you prove that, like after you tell her certain shit and she sees
topic
it,
alert.
I got it. No,
topic alert. Let me ask y'all something. Check this out. Y'all ever been in a situation where y'all was like, Shorty, you exactly who I want you to be. But her self esteem wasn't exactly what you wanted it to be. But guess what? If you raise that or you give too much to that, her whole thing changed. Now, if y'all don't understand what I'm saying, I'm going to give y'all a quick
little
help.
Let me give you
a quick little help. Shorty was blind, right?
Yeah.
Ain't have no eyes. Now, her husband married her and all that. Knowing she was blind, found out with a surgery that he could make her see, but the catch is he'll lose his sight. So he gave her eyes. So, boom, she got her eyes. She's like, damn, babe, like, you blind.
So he was like, yeah, whoop the whoop, this, that, and the third, kind of avoiding how she really got hugged. Next thing you know, maybe a couple months passed, she leave him because he blind. Not knowing the whole time he write her a letter saying that how he loved her, he wished they could have stayed together and do me a favor, take care of my eyes for me. She never knew who gave her her eyes. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Sometimes when you building females up, they'll really raw you out. So I'm asking, is it wrong to keep a female, keep a certain lid on a female?
Because you, hey, yeah, that's come real
on,
shit. Dude.
Come on, man.
That's another, that's some real shit.
Real talk, son. I be thinking about that shit, son. Real talk. Nigga be having a million shit.
I have to slap the shit out of Hawaiian line, son.
But
bitch, get mine right now.
That's for the moment. That's for the moment. But really think about how that'll fuck you up in life to know that, like, people really cut like that.
Man,
the
mom be walking
you'll give
around.
Up on love, son. You'll give up on, it's a lot of times, son, I look at the shit I be thinking about. And I be looking at it like the Matrix. Like, I wish I'd have never took a certain pill. Because some of the shit I noticed.
Some of that shit
yeah,
too.
Like, some of the shit I noticed, I be like, man, I wish I didn't. Like, I'm happy that I got the knowledge I got, but sometimes that shit hurt. Because you see shit that other people don't see, and it kind of keep them happy to be blind to certain shit. But whenever you be on game about a lot of shit, that shit hurt your heart. You feel what I'm saying? Like that boy Gay say, when I love a nigga, my heart ache. Like, that shit real. Because you be genuine, like, you really be...
You being a real nigga, right, you being real right. Lawyer, and then
you
with
being
some,
a real definition of a real nigga.
And when something cut happened, it's just like...
That shit hurt because you were so real like, to it. If you were fake to something, you knew that shit was going to fall in eventually.
You
don't care.
In that world,
but when you was giving you all to something, and that shit fall on you...
For no reason?
You just brought back some heart.
And then what if it fall on you for being too real? For being too... Imagine a female that you really love. Gudu, you got the ring. You got the
Chillin.
Ring. The ring ducked off.
Chillin.
You gave it to Quan to hold on to. You know you about to propose to her.
Yeah.
She come and tell you, I ain't gonna lie, I'm Groot. I think you too good for me. I'm talking about break your heart. Like, bitch, what you mean I'm too good for you? You feel what I'm saying? What you want, lesser? You what you want, somebody that's gonna... Come on, man. That, man, God forgive me.
Ten. Chill out, son.
I've done that to a bitch before. I can't even... I done told her that to a bitch before. Because I knew I had holes. Like, I was fucking with... a certain amount of bitches to ride.
And guess what? You ain't even got a name drop. I know for a fact that it hurt her. Tell me I'm lying. No matter who that is, and you tell somebody that it was too good to you, and you gotta leave him because of that?
Well, it wasn't in them exact words.
But like, it was basically? Like,
yeah, that was what I was basically saying. I ain't used that same terminology.
Cause shit, someone was telling you, Gudu, you say this, you gonna fuck her up. So you had to reword it.
Yeah, I reworded it. It was good, but she called it.
But sometimes whenever they're too good, it makes you might try to like elevate yourself to an extent. And if you keep failing, it's gonna hurt you.
But
at
I
that
feel
time.
Like I feel like that's the ones you could come across later on in life.
Let me ask y'all something on some real shit. I don't want to talk about real shit. When you dogging a female that's good for you, what that shit mean? Fuck all that. Oh man, I was hot dicking. Let's get
that
to the bottom.
That mean
you don't. What you don't look. You don't look at yourself like you deserve. Like why the fuck we dog females? That's good. Like what we like. We don't think we good enough for
them. No, I try to kill us because of what the last bitch did or what the previous bitch did.
You think
no,
so? We carry
I'm
that?
Not gonna do that.
You think the way your mama treats you got something to do with the way you treat females?
Nah.
I do.
You don't think
I'm
so?
I ain't gonna lie. Me personally,
I think so.
I think so.
You gotta think deep, Gruder. Think about some of the shit you did or
look,
some of the shit
my
you,
mama ain't.
I feel like you
that.
Could get up. I feel like you could kind of be slick because I was always kind of slick with my. So I come off as a smooth nigga to kind of, you know, you hear me? That's just how I was. Me, I had
and
to
mine is, my drug of choice was, I always felt like the type of person where I may show you a little sympathy, but at the same time, I'm gonna show you that, like, I'm a different breed. You feel what I'm saying? I always try to make myself different from everybody in the room. You feel what I'm saying? To make me accepted. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Long as I was different, I knew for a fact I had value. Because you can't find this nowhere else. And I tried that on my mama. When I seen that work with my mama, I tried that on every other female after that.
Yeah.
Every other female. No cap. Can I try that on every female after that?
See, I think for me, it's like, I could kind of tend to go for... I notice now, like a lot of the females that I don't...
That nigga blacks always, that nigga be crawfish chicken. The blacks be having hidden teeth in the bitches.
The boy probably who rolled that shit up probably was eat that shit on their lunch
probably
break.
Lick that shit on their bitch. I was in their finger something.
Boy, before they went back to the
machine.
Call that shit? Yeah, the little...
Before he put the glove back on, boy.
Boy, there wasn't no gloves. Boy,
a bit of piece.
He caught his ass in the corner. Hey, put them gloves on.
He already put the chicken grease inside the blend.
Like straight chicken. Popeyes, man.
But no, it's like, fuck around.
Y'all niggas ain't answering me, though.
Man, I was about to fuck.
This bitch real life teasing chicken.
Y'all I be chipping. I'm serious. That shit tastes like chicken right before I passed. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That shit tastes like chicken, son.
I don't know. So, like, I feel like...
Do you build them up? Do you build them up, or is the fear of them, like, turning into a monster still in the back of your mind?
No, wait.
You should skip the whole different questions. Huh?
No, I was saying that about earlier about the eyes. You remember how he gave her the eyes, and then she turned into, like,
we were just talking about the, but the whole...
The mama,
like,
thing?
No, yeah. Like, is it because your mama's...
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
I feel like, for me-wise, if I done some dumb bad shit, I do it off the strength of my grandma. I ain't gonna cap. Shout out to her. She
what
a real
kind of down bad shit you talking on?
Like, I've been raised since the day one. Of course, to be player and don't put your heart in it, you know? Yeah. But it's been hard.
Teach that. And they got a lot of women that teach that. I don't know what was in the water in them 80s.
Real talk. Like, I don't know what they... Shit, I don't,
they was so loose
saying,
in the 80s.
Because so they were so much a woman, of a... The women tell it.
Yes,
my mama told me that. Like, I put that on everything. My mama told me that.
Yeah, every day my grandma basically told me if I was telling her, like, oh, I kind of like her. Oh, you don't need to like her.
Right. Y'all just friends. That's what my mama kept saying.
Why can't let my feelings grow?
Shit, my mama
like that's why I can say, like,
you know how
me
most mamas
older?
Would be like, who that girl is, why you didn't bring such and such back over here, instead of, you know, I don't know her. Shit, my mama was liking when it was different ones.
I'm talking about,
I don't,
like,
know why though.
I'm talking about, like, and I can see, I watched one of my aunts with one of my older cousins that was a male, man, when he was 16. He's 16, I might have been probably 7-8 years old. I can remember this day is clear right now. She threw this nigga a party at a hotel with straight females.
Oh, man.
And had condoms on the wall.
Come on, man.
And gonna literally say, I wanna see if they gonna have taste for you, if you gonna really like that. If that's gonna work, that you should go for.
So she was gay? Let them fuck.
No. He wasn't gay or nothing. He was like,
trying to turn them back to be straight.
No, like she said, like, I wanna see what kind of females are in this generation and what their taste gonna be, if that's gonna be worthy of you or not. Before you see something that's gonna pick, like, some cheap condoms, you'll see one gonna pick some old wild shit to let you know, oh, she a big freak.
Oh, like, basically teaching.
Yeah, like big test. Yeah, like, you gonna, like,
a female.
Yeah, like, you gonna, like, see, like, the quick way of instantly telling, like, oh, I see what you're saying. She picked the
man,
flavor
we say
one.
We want that shit with them girls fucking first night, but keep it G. In the back of your mind, how you looking at Sharden after you done?
Man, in a moment, that's some
first
shit.
First date?
Yeah, as a man, you feeling like, yeah, like, mm-hmm. I done that, like.
And then after.
Like, yeah, then over time, when that's going to hit, and, like, you really, like, or when you even try to set your mind to try to really fuck with that thing, and you really go give her that evaluation.
Yep.
And you go.
She going to fail.
Damn. I just done this, you heard me?
Ooh. Who else?
Yeah, like, well, damn, man. Bitch, well, is smooth, yeah. And then I know how smooth, and then I put you on game while I'm doing it, so I know you probably done pimped that out. You
see, that's why I done chewed giving her a game, I ain't lying.
Y'all don't like doing that no more?
I think I done learned, son, I ain't lying. Me, personally, I'm retiring doing it.
Bit him in his ass.
That's what it was. That's what I'm saying. Like, me looking back at it, like, a female that I gave game 2 years ago,
that
shit came back to her, like, damn, you trying to be play on me now. Like, how this work?
But guess why he did it, though? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm speaking for myself, too. Because you feel like, okay, that is something I could teach the game to.
Yeah, I could protect you by letting you learn.
Yeah, they catch it like that. They catch it like that.
They use that shit. You was trying to teach her how to stay away from other niggas that's goofy. And then the whole time, when your little bit of goofy, shit, that shit bitching your ass.
She gonna spin back like,
nigga, what you really
gonna fall for that shit? I learned a little more now.
Yep.
That bitch didn't use my game and had some boogie game duck talk.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think as a man, whenever we do that to that one female, we'll be blind to them coming back at us that way.
Yeah, because you know, feel like,
but
you
I can tell you right now, whenever you teach a girl your shit, you love her. I ain't never teaching anything else. I know for a fact, if you willing to teach her your game, you love her, son.
At that moment, you
know why you're teaching her? This is why I'm going to say you love her. You know why you're teaching her? Because you don't want her to fall for another nigga bullshit. So you're going to teach her how to make sure she avoid bullshit, but not knowing the whole time you still got bullshit
you
moments,
not thinking
too.
About man.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah.
Not
when you pull your bullshit, that she going to be like, oh, yeah, I know how to handle you.
Mm-hmm.
Then she hit you with some shit. Who taught you that?
So you can't show no emotion with them females.
But no.
You gonna keep them running.
But no, that's
you.
What. But that be the problem.
Game.
That's what be the problem in relationships.
Y'all don't believe in that sympathy card.
But you gotta watch how you. Nah, that shit played out. Cause if you use that sympathy card, if you use that sympathy card and use it in the wrong way, now she might. Some of them hoes might think you a bitch, or might just that might stop. She might look. Her daddy might have been a real man, never cried in front of you or some shit like that. at it, boom, you be, you're not a man to her. She can't respect
now
you.
She,
like,
now she's slapping you, raising her hand to you. She's trying to send you to jail. She's trying to send you to jail. You about to.
She want to test you now.
You about to go Super Saiyan in there. She just don't know.
Bitch, I was lying. I was really I was mean. Trying, I was trying to make, bitch.
Yeah, I was just trying to make you. I'm trying to get some cutter tonight, baby.
Hey, but y'all laughing low key. We really be drove that she played on our time.
Oh, yes. They be, females take it too far.
Sometimes when we fall too deep into that playing at all, we really be crying sometimes. That be real tears. So when she play on our top, it's like, hold on, I went all the way,
baby, why you hurt me like this now?
That's the only thing you can stand on.
He had to cut me, I'm already bleeding.
Girl, you ain't have to do it like that, shorty.
Fuck, you want some more tears?
Crazy, boy.
Hey, line, it's a thin line, son, with everything with them females. It's hard to, man, you can't balance. Like, you got to love them enough, but you got to push them away enough,
I didn't say, though, that, just to say, not from me and you wise, as I basically mothers, you know, them told us so much not to focus on one female and be high, be free,
and it shows
basically.
In our day-to-day.
Yeah, and it carries through. Yeah, it carries through every relationship because we kept some kind of wall.
Yep.
No matter what, like, man, I can't trust you. Sure. And it's not even, and like, I could say every girl that asked me, what's it gonna take for you to trust me? I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. So I don't know. Down to females and like dudes, the way they handle them, I compare myself to me and you the most, son. Because I done seen the way that you done talked and the way that you done handle them. And I see myself do them same things. And you could tell that our mamas told us the same thing.
Yeah, so I gotta see me. My thing, I'll sit down. I gotta, I'm not gonna see.
One thing I noticed about you, Gruda, you respect. Like, you got real respect.
That's
for
what
females.
I'm saying. And
you
that,
got real respect.
Like, that kindness. Sometimes it's like that kindness gets I'm always come off respectful. Yeah,
Gruda, tell me that ain't got nothing to do with your mama, son.
Oh, what?
Think
true,
about
true.
It.
Yeah.
Think about it, son. You done ran Epps. Yes, son. I'm telling you, that shit come back from
I'm always come off like smooth, calm, collected. Yeah, but I'm gonna make you laugh. I'm saying the same shit with my mama. I'm trying to get over some shit. I'm trying to be funny or some shit, you know?
Yeah. With my grandma, if I remember trying to do anything, man, my grandma always spoiled me. And I ain't gonna lie, eventually I'd have noticed all my exes in some way to try to spoil me.
Are we fucking up because our mama taught us the game, though? Think about it.
Yeah.
Everybody in this call, mama taught them the game.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie,
Do you think that's why it took us so long to get on? I think that's really why it took us that long to get on, okay?
Yeah, sure, because I mean, if we really all had us a male figure constantly that was giving us game,
he'd have gave us 20 years ahead.
Oh, yeah, we would have been
done that. Yeah.
We would have been knowing, like, high school wise, go with these moves.
Yep.
Middle school wise, go with them moves.
Our daddy would have told us, hey, cause don't love her.
Like, I can see I done had
don't love her.
My grandpa.
I had one of them when I was your age. Watch her. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he done spoke.
She a real one. Keep her. You feel what I'm saying? We'd have been able to know the game.
Man, what the fuck? Boy, I got something burning. Oh, I think I got that fire sauce in my fucking ass.
Oh, you done rubbed that shit in his face?
I'm trying to laugh and shit.
Where y'all get fire sauce from?
You the Taco Bell. The Taco Bell, boy, that shit burning my shit up.
Ooh, ain't got no water.
Ooh, I just thought about it.
Put it in that cap, boy.
Boy, can you see that cap? That shit gonna spill all over.
Man, who the fuck around it? Took my eyes.
So who got a voodoo on you right now?
Who heard the conversation? Took my
phone. Oh, no.
You better get out the car and put that all over your face, bro.
This shit can make.
Okay. I don't know.
I just had to put it in a corner. I'm straight.
I ain't lying, boy. This shit called life confusing, boy. When you think you got a whole love of that shit, it'll flip upside down.
My thing, boy, I was caught up in a fairy tale. I ain't lying. I was thinking life was finna be like, coming out like from out of school. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, this shit about to be gay.
It's finna be a breeze.
Yeah, the whole time,
that shit really went. I really went back into my mama, I'm sorry, everything,
sense,
everybody gonna have them days.
I ain't gonna lie, when my daddy used to, when I used to go sit over there to catch the bus in the morning, that nigga used to run them ups about like me with football and shit like that. I low key felt like he was just hating. Like he'd tell me, he was like, man, see, I was good in football 2 years. Like your daddy was this, where you think you get it from? I'm telling you, that shit don't last. Even like cutting hair, your backup plan. Cutting, I'm telling you, them same people that's in the stands hollering your name, they gonna forget about you whenever you done. I'm like, man, nigga, you wasn't as good as me, though. Where your truth is at? You know what I'm saying? Where your highlight at? Let me see something so I could believe you. And I never believed them until I actually had to face it.
And that's what I learned in life. Like, son, you got to stop taking people's word for granted. Mm-hmm. You got to sit down and listen to people sometimes. Like, you can't tune everybody out. Yeah. But that's that childish shit that we do. Man, whatever. You just nagging right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you just getting on a nigga nerves. But really and truly, that's a big-ass warning. You feel what I'm saying? And I could have been in a whole different space in life. And that go for everybody. We could have been in whole different spaces in life if we'd have just listened.
Yeah.
Like, them people were sent here before us for a reason, cousin. They called mama and daddy, but they really was sent here before us for a reason, cousin. To tell us right from wrong.
Always too.
We be, yeah, everybody. Everybody that got an input in your life, cousin. God sent them here for a reason first. Like, if they been here longer, like, imagine going to a foreign country and you meet somebody that talk English. If that man been there longer than you, you gonna listen to what he tell you not to go, who not to fuck with, huh?
Real
and that shit apply to life, son. That shit apply to our daily life.
But a nigga be trying to go against it, thinking like they trying to control your life. Mm-hmm. You wanna build your, you wanna have your own legacy, like.
Yeah. Y'all didn't do it, how I'ma do it, I'm telling you.
And sometimes that's right. Sometimes you can't hit it the old school way, like sometimes the new generation, you know, it's kinda different. Better, you know.
Should change almost every other, you know.
That's crazy.
Few years anyway, so it's like to play keep up isn't just an easy game no more.
Alright.
Just like how you said, without being disciplined as we should be, compared to how we were for so many years of our life, like basically to say naturally because we was put into a system, is like nah. Without being in the exact system no more. We lost. We just like a bunch of ants running free in a bunch of grass. Like if we wouldn't have been, if we would have been in a actual colony, like how we should be as a city, like to say wise, instead of being so separated, where we from could be a lot better.
But I don't mind going against the grain because a lot of shit we do is dumb. Like a lot of shit the people did before us is dumb. Like, yeah. We don't question a lot. And I don't mind you questioning. You feel what I mean? Don't be hard-headed, but I don't have a problem with somebody that's willing to question or go against the grain just to find out for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Just don't cry whenever the consequences come. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect. If you going to go against the grain, cool, learn. Everybody got to go bump their head to know. But when you bump your head, don't look for somebody to come put a Band-Aid on you. You know what I'm saying? Because you chose to go that route. You got to be able to stand in that shit as a man or as a woman and just go through that shit. You can't be looking for somebody to come pick you up once you fall if they told you don't go over there, it's slippery. You feel what I'm saying? You got to be able to get up because you bought yourself over there. But I don't really just go off of what people say because I learned something one time in psychology. Look what the motherfuckers taught me. Changed me for life. They had 3 monkeys in the fucking room, cousin. This shit fucked me up for life, cousin. 3 monkeys in a room, they had a banana at the top of a ladder. So, you know, when the monkeys got in there and they seen that fucking banana, them niggas climbed the ladder to go get it. Guess what they did? Now, it was an experiment. Soon as the monkeys got on that ladder, they turned them sprinklers on. Boom! The niggas hurry up, ran in the corner to try to get away from the water. Next thing you know, they turn the sprinklers off. They climb them again. Boom, they turn the sprinklers on. Same thing happened. They did it about 4 times. So after a while, the monkeys just stopped trying. You feel what I'm saying? Like, these niggas keep wetting us. We just not going to fuck with it. So what they did was they took one of the old original monkeys out, put a new one in. So the new one come in there. Soon as he went by the ladder, the other 2 old monkeys grab him, beat the shit out of him. Boom, 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 boom. Don't fuck with that. You hear me? Now look, it's more to the story. So they whoop his ass. So after they whoop his ass, he look, check around. They not looking. He try to go climb the ladder again. Boom, they catch him again. Whoop his ass to the point where it's like, okay, I'm not fucking with that. No, I don't know why these niggas beating my ass, but I ain't going up there no more. Took another one of the old monkeys in. Now it's a new monkey and an original one. They put a new monkey in there. Same thing happened with this. Now they did this so many times to where they never had the original monkeys in there no more. So guess what happened? All the monkeys that's in there, like, they put a new monkey in there, now they ain't have no more originals. So when he tried to climb the ladder, they beat the shit out of him. But guess what? None of the monkeys that's in there ever felt the sprinklers before. So whenever the new monkey that got his ass whooped, he said, man, why the fuck y'all beating the shit out of me for climbing the ladder? Guess what they told him? Because they never felt the sprinklers? Shit, I don't know, they did that to us, so we doing it to you. That shit fucked me up for life, son. I'm like, a lot of shit we do, we don't even know the fucking reason we doing it. We did it because older people did it to us.
Same thing with the block shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, we don't even know the whole story behind shit. We just falling in line. That man asked the monkeys, why the fuck y'all beating me? They never got wet with the sprinklers. They was just like, shit, the people that was in here before us, they did that to us, so we thought we had to do it to you. Not knowing. You feel what I'm saying? That shit crazy. When I realized that, and it was a lesson on teaching us how we, like, really, like, prodigals our environment, and we just copy traits
You know what I'm saying? That's why people are ask you what your mother was, what your daddy was. It ain't going to determine you, but it does create you. It molded you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't going to determine your life, but it definitely molds your life, though. And shit, that's why I don't mind. Like I said, go against the grain, cutting. Because sometimes, like Gruta said, you could come up from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could really come up from going against the grain. But when you don't let that shit stop, you know? Don't let that shit make you just turn weak.
I wonder if he went get that motherfucking banana.
Nah, they could probably come in the trash.
Bitch, we been in here hungry for this whole time?
Yeah, we all done tried it, buddy.
Yeah. That's one story. That's one, like, lesson I ain't never forgot about school, bro. That shit fucked me up. I was like, damn, cause them monkeys never even felt them sprinklers, but they did what the people that was there before them did. Because they only did the sprinklers with the original monkeys. The new ones never felt it, cousin. But they just trying to show us how we pass on habits.
Yeah.
That we don't even question. And the scientists wasn't even going to turn the sprinklers on no more. They was going to let them get them. But because we were stuck in a certain mentality, we can't get the certain things because people before us told us we couldn't get it. Now tell me that don't apply to black people. Tell me that don't apply to black people. Come on, man. All our ancestors and all that, they tell us, nah, you can't really be doing this, that, and the third. It's going to be hard because them white people ain't going to let you this, that, and the third. Not knowing, man, we in a whole new day and age, cousin. I don't need nobody to co-sign me like I can really go get it nowadays. Look how many self-made millionaires we got, especially nowadays, from that YouTube and shit like that. Mm. Come on, man. Shit done changed. I ain't gonna sit up there and act like they don't know what they talking about, but shit done changed, cousin.
Yeah. That shit wild. But like and subscribe, you hear me? It's me and the gang, you hear me? Like and subscribe to the podcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy Gucci.
Gruta.
You say your boss is recording that shit?
I'm still recording.
Yeah. Let me see.
No cap. Why would I have a cap?
Let me see. Damn. And Uptown Youngin' in this motherfucker. Fuck all that.
You hear me?
Dumb shit.
I'm gonna catch you.